Okay, well, I have to say that I commend you because it looks like your portfolio is in excellent order. I don't really have anything bad to say about it, which is surprising given that I usually have something to say to everybody that comes into my office for their quarterly review. Fantastic job. No, really. Yes, absolutely take that as a compliment because it is the highest praise that you will ever hear from me. I know that I have a reputation for being a hard ass, and I do sometimes get a little hard on everybody who works under me, but I have very high expectations given that I produce the absolute best quality of work. So I expect everybody who works under me to produce the exact same excellent, outstanding product. And I do have to say, I don't think that I have seen anyone have a portfolio that is so organized and just complete and filled with everything that I would ever need to see. Oh, you're blushing. That is very endearing. But as I said before, good job. I'm very impressed. Here. Take that back and keep up the good work. Yes, I will be in a meeting today later on. It starts in a couple of hours, so I'm just going to be busy doing some work here. Yes, actually, I have some work that I want you to do, but just let the phone ring and go to voicemail. It's some pretty specific instructions, and I would rather just leave it in a voicemail so that you can get it done while I'm at the meeting. Yes, that sounds perfect. Just don't pick up the phone when I call you. All right, you too. By the looks of it, you are already having a wonderful day. And I suspect that it's only gonna get better from here. Yes, please do close the door on your way out. Thank you.
Welcome. Enter your password and then push pound. You have three new messages. Message one.
Hello again. You are so good at following instructions. Not only are you the most organized and stellar employee that I have, but you are also very good at listening and doing what you're told. And given your propensity for following directions so wonderfully and being such a thoughtful and careful and meticulous employee, as well as a very, very handsome man, I have thought of a creative way to reward you. Now, as your boss, I have complete authority to reward you in any way that I think is appropriate and conducive to your continued excellent production. So, I have given you a raise, and I've given you some extra paid time off for this year. But the reward that I'm most interested in is one that I think you'll be interested in too. I know absolutely everything that happens in this office. Not a single thing happens without me knowing. And I know my employees better than anyone else. I have been aware of a certain situation for a very long time now. It has come to my attention, and I cannot ignore the whispers in the copy room or the hushed tones and side glances at the water cooler. I'm going to be frank with you. Everyone in this office has seen the way you look at me. I have seen the way you look at me. I have observed firsthand the way that your eyes dart away from mine whenever I'm making eye contact with you. The way that you blush today and every time that I compliment you. And especially the way that your breath hikes and quickens every time I'm nearby, whenever I look over your shoulder to see what you're doing on your computer, or whenever I come and review a file or some books. You can't deny that you want me. And I won't deny that I want you. But there is a caveat. There is something other than just the usual, ordinary, bland interaction that I crave. I am by no means ordinary, and nothing about my desires are ordinary. And you will see, if you choose to follow along, and if you choose to play this little game that I have chosen you to play with me, what exactly it is that I mean by that. Now, I'm going to give you a choice. And the choice is entirely yours to make, although I will be disappointed if you choose not to play along. Nothing will change. It'll be business as usual. You can forget this ever happened, and I certainly will forget that I ever offered. But if you do choose to listen and join me in the adventure that we might embark on. Well, I can promise that you will not be disappointed with the results. Now, this message is coming to an end, and if you want to play, and if you choose to follow along, well, you can just go on to the next message. But if you don't, you can stop now and simply delete the messages that are coming. Don't even listen to them. Just erase them. All of these messages will delete within an hour of you listening to them. I suspect that you've already made up your mind as to what you want to do. So, I will leave you to your thoughts and your decision.
Message 2.
So, I assume that if you're listening to this, that you've decided to go along for the ride. Good boy. And you are such a very good boy. You are such a good employee, always working hard, always doing more than your best, always outperforming everybody else, staying late, coming in early, spending time on the weekends when you should be at home and relaxing. You are so very good at what you do. And I am very curious to see if you're good at everything that you do. So, here's what's going to happen. I want you to be ready for me when I come out of my meeting. And what do I mean by be ready for me when I come out of my meeting? Well, I want you to be in your office, on your chair, with your pants around your ankles, and your cock ready for me. And today is going to be all about you, because it really is about rewarding you for being such a good boy, for being a good employee, and for being a good boy for me. I know that you are shy and quiet, and you keep your head down and work hard. And that is something that I very much appreciate and like about you. But today, I don't want you to be shy. I don't want you to be quiet. And I certainly don't want you to keep your head down. Today, I am going to show you a completely different world and a completely different side of me that not very many people get to see, and certainly nobody has yet experienced in this office. And to do that, I need you to do some things for me. Now, the first thing you need to do is close your eyes. Close your eyes and picture me in whatever way you want me the most. Be that on my knees, on your desk, over your lap, on your armchair, in the copy room, in the break room, or even in the room that I'm having this meeting while you listen to this. Now, I want you to lightly just graze your fingertips over your hardening cock, over your pants, over your underwear. I don't want you to take anything off yet. I just want you to lightly tease yourself the way that I would if I were sitting on your desk right now with my legs crossed and you right across from me. Just like if I was in your office telling you this face to face. I want you to lightly trace your fingers over your cock and give it a nice little squeeze for me. Good boy. Now, let go of your cock and make your hands travel lightly up your thighs and up your tummy, up your chest, and all the way back down again, just like my hands would do if I were sitting across from you in your office right now. And how I would love to feel your body. You have such a very sexy body. You have exactly the type that I gravitate towards, and it is absolutely perfect for everything that I'm going to do to it. And I know you like my body too. It's no secret, and not only does half of the office know, but I've certainly noticed you staring at my big, round tits and my plump ass and my thick thighs. And I know that every time you look up at me when I'm wearing my high heels, it makes your cock twitch a little just to see how much I tower over everybody else, including you, my good boy. You so enjoy it when I stand over you and look down at you as you work, and you look up and catch a glimpse of my cleavage spilling out of my button-down shirts, and you take a moment to watch my ass sway from side to side with my hips as I leave your office in my tight pencil skirts. Now bring your hand down to your cock and squeeze it again for me, my good boy. Squeeze it nice and hard and give it a good long rub. Rub it against your pants. Rub it against your black slacks and grip it nice and tight, because I will be gripping it nice and tight later. And I want you to start stroking yourself over your pants and stroke yourself just like you would work yourself up to come for me. But you can't come. And it's important for you to follow the instructions that I'm giving you exactly as I'm giving them to you. And I know you will, because you are such a good boy. But it is imperative that you don't come. Now, I want you to do that over and over and over again, 3 times. I want you to stroke your cock against your pants and fuck yourself up against your hand, squeezing and grabbing around your cock. And I want you to do that 3 times until you feel like you're about to uncontrollably explode, and your balls are tight and your cock is twitching and you can feel the pre-cum just dripping and pooling on your underwear. And once you stop that 3rd time, I want you to think about whether you want to continue this game or not. Whether you really want to play and take it all the way. This teasing has been very fun, and I do so enjoy teasing you like this. But I want more, and I need to know that you want more. And if you do, this is what you're going to do. You're going to get out of your office, walk to mine. Make sure that you walk in front of the conference room where I am, so that I can see you and so that I can see your hard cock pressed up against your pants and know exactly what you've been up to. Yes, I'm in the conference room with the ceiling to floor glass doors, so I will have no problem seeing you. And you know the conference room is right next to my office. So I want to see you make your way inside. And when you make your way inside, go to my desk, open the top left drawer, take out one of the notepads that's in that drawer, and write, "Yes, ma'am," on the top sheet. Rip it out, fold it, and put it in the middle drawer. When I get back to my office and I open the drawer and I see what you've left behind, I will know that you are ready. Ready for what? Well, you'll just have to listen to the next message and find out, my good boy.
Message 3.
Now that I have you good and properly frustrated, I want you to know exactly what it is that your reward will be after being so very good, following my instructions, and doing what I've told you. Now, your reward is going to be me. After my meeting, I am going to handle some matters in my office and go straight to yours. And when I get to your office, I'm going to close the door behind me, lock it, and slowly walk up to you on your chair with your cock out, stroking for me. Because that's what I want you to do right now. I want you to take your cock out and I want you to stroke. I want you to pump your beautiful masculine hands on your cock without coming. You need to be ready for me to take that pretty, hot, hard cock of yours into my mouth. And I will sink to my knees before you. I will look up at you through my lashes with my big eyes. I'll dart my tongue out. I'll lick around your sensitive tip that's already very, very wet with pre-cum. I'll taste you, and then I'll take you into my mouth. And I will take you into my mouth torturingly slowly because, well, I like to tease, and I think, even though you've deserved and earned a reward, that you should still remember what your place is, even though I am granting you this once-in-a-lifetime experience. I want you to remember that it's not going to be like this always, and that this will probably be the only time that I am so giving and so exceptionally kind. And so I'll wrap my lips around your cock, my plump red lips that you so very much enjoy looking at whenever I open my mouth to say a command or a criticism or a compliment. Those lips that you look at so intently are finally where you've wanted them to be all along, wrapped around your pulsing cock. You've thought about this. You've thought about this so many times, and finally, it's happening. And as I take you further into my mouth, you feel that warmth and wetness, and you feel your cock hitting the back of my throat. But you're going to be a good boy, and you're not going to push your cock inside my throat. And you're certainly not going to push my head down on it. I will take you willingly into my throat, and you will slide down and feel that nice, thick, deep throat spit forming around your cock. And I'll fuck you with my throat for a little while until I feel your balls are tightening again, and I'll stop. And I'll stroke your cock slowly, but with a good, hard grip as I twist around my wrist and make sure that I polish every inch of you. And then I'll place my mouth back on and slowly suckle on that slippery, wet cock of yours. And when I get tired of that, I'll move down to your balls and take one in my mouth, and then take the other, and then take both and suck and lick and lap at them while I stroke that perfect cock of yours. But again, when I feel you getting too close, I'll stop, because I want more. And so I'll start to unbutton my blouse slowly. I would look up at you with a wicked little smirk and a gleam in my eye with every button that I pop open. And little by little, you would see more and more of my skin, more and more of my cleavage, until finally my blouse would be off and you'd get to see my pretty, naughty lingerie. You'd see my hard nipples poking through the lace of my bra, and I would bring your hands back behind me to help me unclasp that bra, and then bring your hands forward to cup my big, full, juicy tits and have you just tweak my nipples just right. so that you can hear me moan for you. And then I would have your hands pressing my tits tightly together and open your legs wider, get between them and slip my tits right over your gleaming, slippery cock that I helped lube up with my throat. And I'd slip my tits over your cock and bring them down and bring them up and bounce so that they're fucking you. And then when I got bored of that, I would command you to fuck them yourself. I would command you to fuck my tits and make you drive your cock harder between them. I would make sure that I pressed your hands harder against them so they could completely swallow that perfect, needy, begging cock of yours, because your cock would be begging to come, even though your lips would not be allowed to beg for it. Because I am far from done with you yet, my good boy, and your reward is coming soon. So I would stop again my ministrations with my tits wrapped around your cock, and I would get up off of my knees and bring you up with me and give you a naughty little kiss, just so you know that I mean business. And then I would clear out a little space on your desk where I would sit you down, and I would climb right on top of my good boy, one knee on one side of your body, the other resting on the other side, straddling your lap and straddling that ready cock, that cock that has been so ready to be inside me for so long and is finally going to get to do it. And it's gonna feel so good, my good boy, when your mistress, your boss, slides her tight, dripping, hot, pulsing cunt over your ready cock, and I slip all the way down, all the way to your base. And then I would slide up just as slowly as I slid down and make sure that I added an extra squeeze or two with my cunt, just to show you what a good time we're about to have. And I would rock my hips back and forth, and I'd angle my hips around and make sure that every inch of your cock was coated with my thick, slippery juices that are helping me slide down faster and quicker. And every time that I bounce back down on your cock, You moan and groan and grunt because you are so close. You wanted this moment for so long. You've pictured it. You've imagined it. You've come to it. And now it's here. And you can't help it. You just feel your balls tightening as I slam back down on your cock. And I fuck you harder than any woman has ever fucked you before. And you look at me and you can't help it. And you tell me, please. Oh, fuck, please let me come. And I do. I let you come. And I let you come deep, deep inside me. Because that is what good boys get. Good boys get to come inside of their bosses and their mistresses. And they get to fill our slutty little cunts with thick, warm cum that has been building up for so long, and it feels so good to have your cock pulse with all that orgasm and have your cock spurt all of that delicious, perfect cum right into my perfect pussy. And I would keep riding you wildly as your cum was spurting inside me until I came around your cock and until I milked with my tight little cunt every bit of cum inside of your ball. And that, my sweet, good boy, is a reward you get for being such a good employee. But don't forget, when I walk into your office, I expect you to be on your chair with your cock in your hand and your pants at your ankles. No exceptions. Don't disappoint me.